Hi there. The word for you today is, what are your children watching? In Psalm 101 verse 3, David said, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. Today, over half of all children between the ages of 9 and 17 have internet cable or satellite TV hookups in their bedrooms. The old image of the family gathered around a single TV set in the living room is gone. It's non-existent. Instead, the kids are off by themselves where they can choose virtually anything they want to see. Indeed, they don't even have to be in their bedroom because now they can access it all wherever they are on a handheld device like an Android or an iPhone. One prominent social researcher put it like this, and I quote, almost everything children are seeing today is essentially going into their minds in some sort of uncensored or unfiltered ways. And under the, quote, freedom of expression rule, the government and the courts permit and promote it. So the cable companies and the internet people get to peddle explicit sex, violence, nudity, and profanity to your children and grandchildren. And here's what's worse. Some of us even pay them every month to bring it into our homes. Are you concerned? You should be. Why do sheep need a shepherd? For the same reason children need loving and observing parents. There are wolves out there. And your ignorance of technology, such as saying, well, I don't understand the internet, etc., that's no defense. Look, because you weren't exposed to these evils growing up doesn't guarantee that your children won't get hooked on them. Many parents don't even take the time to know what their children are watching. Please don't be one of them. After his disastrous affair with Bathsheba and the heartache and havoc it brought to his family, David said in Psalm 101, verse 2 and 3, listen to these words. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. Parent, let me ask you a question. Do you know what your children are watching?